This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian missile strikes pounded the central square in Ukraine's second-largest city and other civilian targets Tuesday, and a 40-mile convoy of tanks and other vehicles threatened the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's embattled president accused Moscow of resorting to terror tactics on the sixth day of Europe's largest ground war in generations. While the Kremlin is increasingly isolated by tough economic sanctions that have tanked the ruble currency, Russian troops advanced on Ukraine's two biggest cities on day six of an invasion that has shaken the 21st century world order. In Kharkiv, a strategic eastern city with a population of about 1.5 million, explosions tore through the region's Soviet-era administrative building and residential areas. A maternity ward relocated to an underground shelter. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly called for a no-fly zone to prevent Russian attacks from the air. But as the Associated Press's Charles de Ledesma reports, Britain has rejected that suggestion.
Britain's Deputy Prime Minister has again rejected calls for NATO to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Dominic Raab says such a policy would risk widening the war by putting the alliance in direct conflict with Russian forces. He adds, instead, Britain's pressuring Russian President Vladimir Putin to change course by working with other countries to ratchet up sanctions and investigate war crimes during the conflict. The comments come after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked NATO to impose a complete no-fly zone for Russian planes, helicopters, and missiles. I'm Charles de la...
That's Charles de la Desma reporting. This is VOA News. The tiny Southeast Asian city-state of Singapore has announced it has imposed unilateral sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. It is the first time Singapore, which usually tries to avoid explicitly choosing sides between bigger nations, has imposed sanctions against another country in 44 years. Many of East Asia's largest economies, including Japan, South Korea, and Australia, announced similar moves, joining Western sanctions against Russia or imposing their own as they condemned Moscow's invasion. Some of Asia's biggest cities, including Bangkok, Tokyo, Seoul, and Sydney, also have seen anti-war protests in support of Ukraine. The anti-Russia sentiment was far from unanimous, however. Most prominently, China and North Korea have defended the invasion, saying Russia has legitimate security interests and claiming the root cause of the conflict lies with the United States. In Southeast Asia, where many countries have strong economic and military ties with Russia stretching back to the Cold War, most governments have remained silent on the Ukraine issue. The Tunisian Defense Ministry said Tuesday at least 9 migrants have died after their boat capsized off the Tunisian coast. In a statement, the ministry said the bodies were recovered by the country's coast guards, while 2 units of the Navy rescued 9 other migrants, including some in critical condition. They said the migrants were from a variety of African countries. The statement did not specify how many people were believed to be on the boat. Searches for possible survivors and additional victims were still underway Tuesday. The boat sank Monday near the port of Mahdia in the central east region of Tunisia, from where many people try to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. According to survivors' accounts, the migrants, who are aged 25 to 30, had left the Sfax, the main city in South Tunisia, overnight Sunday. According to the migrant monitoring group Tunisian Forum for Economic and Social Rights, the Tunisian Coast Guard last year intercepted about 20,000 migrants who were trying to go to Europe from Tunisia or neighboring Libya. In the U.S. city of New Orleans, the first full-dress Mardi Gras carnival celebration is back Tuesday for the first time since 2020, with a day of back-to-back parades throughout the city. The pandemic had shut down the New Orleans Mardi Gras in 2021, a rare occurrence in the local event's 165-year history. City officials realized that tightly packed crowds in 2020 had created a super spreader event with a surge in new COVID cases following the annual celebration. This year, masks against COVID-19 are required only in indoor public spaces, but parade routes are shorter and, breaking with tradition, most now will follow the same route instead of spreading into different neighborhoods of the city. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News. We'll be right back.